弟兄姊妹，我们先来读几节圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages first.
新约圣经以弗所书。
The Epistle of Paul, the Apostle to the Ephesians in the New Testament.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians 1:3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
然后第十一节。
Verse
11.我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
我们呢再有点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer?
父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you. Because in Christ Jesus, you have given us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So that today on earth we can follow and serve our Lord.
把我们今天早晨再次借着你的话，把我们在基督耶稣里面所蒙的救恩、所蒙的福气，再一次刻在我们心里。
If only this morning, through the Holy Spirit, you could inscribe all the salvation and all the blessings that we have received in our hearts.
好，叫我们知道如何跟随主的脚中心。
So that we should know how to follow your footsteps.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在交通希伯来书第十一章的时候
，As we shared on Hebrews 11,
我们呢注意到有两个信心的见证人。
We noticed two witnesses of faith.
这两个信心的见证人呢，他们在生活当中呢，神给他们一个很好的一个描述。
There is a very wonderful description of these two witnesses as the Lord.Describes it.
就是他们呢与神同行。
That's in their daily lives, they walk with God.
第一个呢是以诺，以诺呢他这个与神同行三百年。
One is Enoch who walked with God 300 years.
一个是挪亚，那么挪亚呢在当时的时代呢是义人，是个完全人。挪亚呢他与神同行。
And the other is Noah.He was a just man, perfect in his generations, and he walked with God.
那么在圣经上有很多人都是与神同行的。
In the Bible, actually, there were so many people who walked with God.
但是呢，只有这两个人是圣经呢，神特别用与神同行的描述他们的一生。
However, only these two, the Bible, describes their lives as being walking with God.
那么他们为什么会与神同行呢
？And then why is they could walk with God？
因为他们都看见了一个同样的意象。
Because they have seen the same vision。
就是呢，要来的洪水的审判。
That is the imminent judgment of the flood。
那么因着他们看见神的审判就要临到了，他们今天就起来与神同行。
Because they have seen this.Flood coming to them, therefore today they rise up and they walk with God.
他们与神同行的时间非常的长啊，一个是那个以诺呢，他跟神同行了三百年。
And they walk with God for such a long time, and Enoch walk with God 300 years.
那么挪亚呢，他在这个在那盖方舟的时候呢，他是五百岁，他方舟大概盖了一百年。在最早的一百年，他是与神同行的。
So Noah built the ark at 500 years old, and at least it took him 100 years to continue to walk with God. Although we do not know how many years before this, Noah had walked with God, but probably several hundred years.
那不但是这样子呢，以诺呢，他是在这个审判来之前多少年开始与神同行呢？
And also many years before the judgment of the flood came, Enoch had been walking with God.
那么他在审判来临将近1000年以前, 他看见这个异象, 他就开始起来与神同行。
Actually, it is about a thousand years ago that before the flood actually came, that he saw the vision and then he walked with God.
圣经说呢, 我们现今的时候呢, 比初信的时候呢, 得救的日子更近了, 啊。
So the Bible says that the salvation we have now is nearer than when we first
believed.很多的弟兄们呢，里面都有感觉，就在这个时代，甚至在我们活的时候，我们就会看见主的再来，看见主的审判临到。
So many brothers and sisters feel that it's right in this age, while we are still alive, we'll see God's coming, we'll see His
judgment.我们活在这个时代里头，正是神审判降临到的时代里头，更该起来与神同行。Since
we live in the generation when God's judgment will soon come upon us, let's all rise up and walk with God.
但是与神同行呢，不是件容易的事情。However,
to walk with God is certainly not an easy task.
阿摩斯书说呢，他说两人若不同心，怎么能够同行呢？
Amos tells us that how can two walk together unless they are agreed?
我们如果与神同行的话呢，我们必须首先要神的性情。For
us to walk with God, first we have to have His character.
如果一个人他的性子很急，他跟另外一个人那个性子很慢的走在一起，他们走不在一起的。If
a person is a slow poker, the other one wants to do things hastily, so of course they cannot walk together.
如果一个人他这个每天都非常的一板一眼，非常的公正的，那另外一个人呢是随随便便的，大大咧咧的，他们也走不在一起。If
one person is very just, very serious about obeying the laws, the other one dilly-dallies and careless about everything, how could they walk together?
那么如果我们要与神同行的话呢，必须要神的信心。So
for us to walk with God, we have to have the characters of God.
我们也必须呢要认识神的旨意。And
also we have to know God's will.
如果我们不知道神到底要做什么，If
we do not know what God wants to do,
我们怎么能够走到他的面前？How
can we walk in the sight of Him?
那么要与神同行的话呢，更是在我们生活当中呢，要显出神他自己的性，自己的作为来。
To walk with God in our life, we have to be able to reveal God's works in us.
那么这些事情呢，在圣经里面，几乎是每卷书呢，都告诉我们呢，如何今天来学习与神同行。
Almost in every book of the Bible, it teaches us today how to walk with God.
但是呢，好像在以弗所书呢，这卷书呢。 那么特别说到，教导我们怎么样来与神同行。But
it seems especially in the book of Ephesians, it tells us how to walk with God.
那么在以弗所书呢，前三章呢，他说到我们这个人呢，一旦信主以后，我们就如何是与神那个坐在基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
In the first three chapters, we read that after we are raised from the dead, we sit together with Christ in the heavenly places.
告诉我们呢，在我们与神起来、与神同行之前呢，神已经把各样的福分、各样的那个恩典赏给我们了。And
also, God has given us all the spiritual blessings to us.
他不但是让我们有他自己的性情。So
that not only we would have His attributes,
他教我们知道他的旨意。But
also we would know His will.
让我们起来了，知道在那个如何在这个时代里头呢，走在神的。Therefore,
we can rise up and know how to walk with Him in this age.
那么第四章到第六章的一半呢？ 他是说到我们今天有在这个根基上面呢，我们怎么样行事为人与基督的与那个所蒙召的恩相称。From
chapter 4 until the half of chapter 6, Paul tells us that based upon this foundation, how we should conduct ourselves so that our we are worthy of the salvation of the calling.
我们怎么样在弟兄姊妹们当中行走?
How we should conduct ourselves among our brothers and sisters.
怎么样在我们家中过生活?
And how we should live our family life.
怎么样呢? 在工作的场合呢来见证主。
And also in workplace, how can we testify of our Lord?
我们就是在这每天的日常生活当中 生活里头,
it's in our daily living, everyday life that we walk with God.
那么第六章的后半部呢，说到不但是我们呢，这个处在神的光中了，我们还会碰见征战。
So in the last half of chapter 6, it tells us that not only will we walk in the light of God, but also we will encounter spiritual battles.
所以主若许可的话呢，我们也能够一同来思想这卷有福的书信。
So Lord willing, let's all consider such a blessed book.
在说到我们的那个在基督里面所得到这个丰盛的基业的时候呢，第一章到第三章呢，保罗用了三个祷告。
When we speak of the abundant spiritual blessings that we have received in Christ, Paul uses chapter 1 and 2, 3 with three prayers.
那第一章的第二节到第四节是一个祷告。
Verse 2 to verse 14 in chapter 1 is a prayer. This is Paul's praises when he sees the works of God in Christ Jesus.
赞美呢,
and the praises are actually the highest realm of our prayers.
我们要常常为了我们生活的需要我们来祈求。We
often pray to God about our daily needs in our lives. And we intercede with brothers and sisters. We petition for God's word.
但是如果神带领我们呢,进到他那个旨意的深处的时候,
However, if God could lead us into the very depths of His purpose,
看见呢,神在耶稣基督里面把一切事情都做成的时候,
if we could see that in Christ Jesus, God has accomplished everything,
我们里面呢,发出赞美。
Then from us, we simply utter these praises.
那么在这个赞美,这个第一个赞美里头呢, 那么我想它里面呢,是非常的丰富的啊。
And it's so rich in Paul's praises here.
那么他这里首先那个赞美呢，他是赞美呢，那么神在耶稣基督所赐给我们的福气。First
praise, Paul says, is praising God for all the spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus God has given us.
他说愿颂赞归给我们主耶稣基督的父神。 他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
父呢，他在基督基督里面，他已经赐给我们了许多属灵的福气。
So Father in Christ Jesus has given us all the spiritual blessings.
那么。 中文翻的是翻成是各样,不同样的属灵的福气。
Our Chinese Bible renders various spiritual blessings.
那么能得到其他的版本就翻成了一切的福气。
Other versions say all the blessings or every spiritual blessing.
所有你能够想得到的,那个是属灵的福气。
Any possible blessing you could think of.
所有你在主里头,活在神面光当中,你需要的福气。
All the blessings you need for you to walk in the light of God have been bestowed upon us in Christ Jesus.
确实呢，我们在我们的生活当中的时候，我们天天经历主的祝福。Indeed,
in our daily living, we experience His blessings all the time.
我们呢，固然我们在灵里面，我们需要神赐福给我们。
We need God to bless us spiritually.
那么让我们能够在灵里面能够长进。
So that in spirit we could grow up.
那么在认识主的事情上面，一天比一天更新。
And in the matter of knowing our God, we will be renewed day by day.
就是呢，在我们日常生活当中，每一件事情，我们的工作，我们的家庭，甚至我们的身体。
But even in our daily life, our work, our family, our physical bodies.
那么看起来好像这是世上的一些祝福。
As it seems that all these blessings could be earthly blessings.
但他说呢, 他这些之祝福呢, 其实都是天上的, 这是属灵的。
But Paul says actually all these blessings are spiritual.
如果这个一些神的赐福不能够带领我们属灵上的一些帮助的话, 这属灵上的价值就非常的低了。
If all God's spiritual blessings cannot bring us any physical blessings, then the blessings' value are considered very low.
如果我们在工作上的，我们在身体上好的身体的，这神的祝福不能够带领我们更多认识神的话呢，这个不是在这里所说的。
If God has blessed us with a good physical body, and then we cannot bring out more blessings of God, then this blessing is futile.
那么他到底赐给我们什么样属灵的福气呢?
So exactly what kind of spiritual blessings he has given us.
如果我们要是把它去列出来的话, 像是约翰所说的, 就整个这个世界里也容不下了。
If you want to list all the spiritual blessings God has given us, then it's just like what John says, the whole world cannot contain them.
所以在这个祷告里头呢, 他列了三个方面的。
Therefore in Paul's prayer, Paul simply lists three blessings here.
那么这三个祝福呢，是一个代表性的。
So these three spiritual blessings are representative.
但是也是包括所有的。
However, it also includes all the spiritual blessings.
那么几乎所有我们能够需要的，我们想得到的福气，都包括在这三个福气里头。
It's that all the blessings that we could ever come up with or think of are included in these.
那么第一个呢？
First.
那么就在第四节他说呢，就如，他举个例子，他说，就如呢，神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前称为圣洁，无有瑕。So
Paul gives us an example in verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame.
首先这个福气呢，是说神呢，他在创立世界以前。
So this blessing, Paul says that before the creation of the world,
在呢我们还没有成型的时候,
before we are even formed,
世界还没造成的时候,
before the world is brought forth,
时间还没开始的时候,
even before the time began,
神呢就在耶稣基督里看见了你，看见了我。
God in Christ Jesus saw you and me.
他就在基督里头已经拣选了我们。
And in Christ he has chosen us.
在基督徒的信仰当中啊, 那么 预定跟拣选呢，常常会造成很多的难处。
In our Christian faith, this predestination and election often cause a lot of issues.
那么在那个神的儿女们当中，也常常有很多的大的争执。
And among God's children, there are many arguments and disputes about this.
所以呢，我们如果可能的话呢，稍微对于这两件事情呢，稍微有一点点认识。
So if possible, shall we just have some understanding of these two topics?
对于神的拣选呢，我们必须有一点认识。
Regarding God's predestination, election, we have to have some understanding.
首先呢，神的拣选呢，不是可有可无的。
First, God's election is not something that could or that could not happen.
不是一个optional。
It's not an option.
那么好optional，好像有好像说有这些人比较差，所以神要拣选他。那些人神不拣选，那也好，这个他自己会得救。It's
not as though God is saying these people are worse off, so they have to be chosen, as opposed to other people who are doing well. It doesn't matter whether God will choose them or not. They will be saved.
圣经说呢，世人都犯了罪，
the Bible says that all have sins, falling short of God's glory.
没有一人连一个都没有。
There is none righteous, not even one.
如果神不拣选的话，
if God has not elected us,
没有一个人可得救的。
None of us could be saved.
如果神不拣选的话，
if God does not choose,
我们所有每一个人都要下火湖的。
Every one of us will go down to the lake of fire.
神因为是爱的缘故。
Now, because God is love,
神不能不拣选。
God cannot but elect us.
他在拣选当中显出他的爱，他不是在那里是有偏心的，他是在爱中拣选的。In
his election, it shows his love. God is not partial.
如果我们不是神拣选的话，我们不可能得救的。
If we have not been chosen by God, we would not have been saved.
第二个呢，是神的拣选呢，不是因为你我好的缘故神拣选我们。
Now the second is, God chose us, it's not because you and I are good.
有人呢在想要了解这个神的这预定跟拣选呢，是说呢神之所以拣选你我呢，是因为根据神的预知。
Now, some people trying to understand this predestination in election, so they say the reason God chose you and me is because of God's foreknowledge.
那么因为他知道你将来有一天那个会信主，知道有一天呢你会悔改，所以神拣选你。
He foreknows already one day you will repent, you one day you will believe in him, therefore he chose you.
那么这个呢好像有缺点有缺失的，因为神确实 他早在时间前他就知道我们每一个人。
There is something amiss here, because before time began, he had already known us.
但是呢他拣选你我觉得不是因为我们好的缘故。
But, he chose us definitely not because you and I are good.
保罗他在哥林多前书呢在那个第一章他说呢 弟兄们呢、啊、那么按着这样看呢、啊、按着肉体来说呢你们中间呢有智慧的不多有能力的不多有尊贵的不多。
Paul in 1 Corinthians says, Brethren, consider your calling. Not many of you are wise according to the flesh. Not many are mighty or noble.
但是呢神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫那有智慧的羞愧。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame those things that are wise.
叫那个去拣选那软弱的叫有能力的羞愧。
God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame those who are mighty.
是神的这个拣选了那些卑贱的被人厌恶的被人无有的我叫那些叫那些有那个叫有血气在神面前没有一个可以自夸的。
God has chosen those base things, those things that are despised, and he has chosen things that are not to put to shame those things, to bring to nothing those things that are.
我们是什么样的什么样的人呢、啊、
So what kind of people we are?
我们是愚拙的。
We are foolish.
我们是软弱的。
Weak.
我们是卑贱的。
And base.
我们是一无所有的。
We simply have nothing.
照着我们这个天然的本相的话呢，神早就知道我们这个本相，对不对？
So according to our natural being, which God has already known.
要是你我在做拣选的话，绝对不会拣选我们这些人的。
If you and I were making all the choices, we definitely would not have chosen people like us.
神拣选我们绝对不是因为我们有一天他看见我们会变好，我们会拣选他。不是的，是我们根本不，我们天然人就不会拣选神的。
So God did choose us not because God saw that one day we would be good, so He chose us because according to our natural man, we simply would not choose God's spirit.
神拣选我们的是出于他的爱。
When God chose us simply because of His love.
他在基督里这样的爱我们呢，他因为爱的缘故，他在基督里拣选我们。
He loves us so much in Christ. For the sake of love, He chose us in Christ.
拣选我们这些卑贱的、不配的人。
He chose us base and unworthy people.
那么对于拣选呢，还有第三方面的需要认识的。
Now there is a third aspect about this election we need to know.
就是神拣选我们呢，不是叫我们仅仅得救的。
That is when God chose us, it's not for us simply to be saved alone.
确实呢，如果不是神拣选，我们不会得救的。
Of course, if God has not chosen us, we would not have been saved.
但是呢，神拣选我们的心意不是仅仅叫我们将来不下地狱的，将来不受审判的。
God's desire for our election is not simply for us that we will not go to hell, we will not be judged.
他拣选我们呢，是要我们在他的面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵的。
His purpose for us to choose us is for us to be holy and without blame in His presence.
这个圣洁没有瑕疵是在他的面前的。
Now this holy blameless is before Him in His presence.
是完全的，没有任何一点缺点的。
This is complete without any defects.
在圣经上的时候呢，这个常常人对于人的完全呢，这个有很大的难处。
In the Bible, when we come to the perfection of man, we often encounter a lot of issues, problems.
圣经有很多地方呢，要求我们做完全。
Many places in the Bible, we are required to be perfect.
那么主在跟他们宝训的时候，他说你们要完全，像你的父完全一样。
Our Christ Jesus says on the Sermon on the Mount that be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
我们每次读到圣经宝训的时候，前面读的都已经很难了，这个不可以恨弟兄，恨弟兄是杀人的。
When we come to study the Sermon on the Mount, we see that many things are difficult already. Do not hate people. When you hate people, people it's just like murder.
你不可以看见妇人不能起淫念，你起了淫念就是已经犯了奸淫了。
When you see a woman, do not have this lustful thought of her. When you have this, you're committing adultery.
那么如果有人打你的左脸，你右脸也给他打。
If someone strikes your left cheek, then turn your right cheek to him.
在那里已经说非常困难了，但是读到后来说，不但是这样子，你们要完全像父完全一样。
All these are difficult teachings already, but not only so. When we come to the demand that be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect,
我们就读不下去了。
We don't know how to go on.
那么在哥林多在那个后书呢，第十三章第十一节那边还有一句话呢，我们也是不明白的。
And in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 11, there is this sentence which puzzles us also.
弟兄们呐、
，brethren，
弟兄们要这个你要喜乐啊
，rejoice。
那么要做完全人。
Be made complete.
要受安慰，要彼此和睦，要同心合意。
Be comforted, be one-minded, and be at peace with each other.
如果这句话呢是对着其他的教会讲的话，我们可能还可以接受一点。
If this statement is addressed to another church, it might be more acceptable to us.
如果对着腓立比的教会，他们彼此相爱，他们在中间的那个服侍神，哎，要他们做完全人。
If this is said to the Philippian church, telling them to love one another, to be made complete.
但是呢，这句话这个要求要是对一个哥林多教会来讲。
It's more acceptable, but however, this statement is made to the Corinthian church.
哥林多教会中间彼此嫉妒纷争。
They have envy, contention, division.
他们有人娶了继母，犯了奸淫。
Someone married his stepmother, committed adultery.
他们中间有彼此告状，告到不信的人面前去了。
And sue one another, even to before the unbelievers.
他们中间有混乱主的饼杯的。
And some of them simply confused the Lord's table.
你今天只要想得到在教会有的问题，在跟你的教会通通都找得到。
Any problem you could ever think of in the church could be found in that.Corinthian church.
这样的一个教会怎么可能不完全呢？
So a church like this, how could it be possible that it would be made complete?
保罗在那里，他那里不是一个希望你们能够完全，他那是一个命令，说你要做完全人。
There, Paul is not saying he's hoping that they would be perfect, made complete. There is an imperative, it's a demand, be perfect.
那么在我们生活当中的时候，
And also in our lives.
我们自己的经历里头。
And from our own experiences.
我们也常常软弱，常常失败。
We often are so weak and we fail all the time.
在圣经里面看见的这许多人，你说这些神重用的人，亚伯拉罕、大卫、那个摩西，他们都犯了错，他们都有那个什么，都有软弱的地方。
Abraham, David, Moses, all these highly used characters in the Bible, they all have.Weaknesses and failures.
那么不但是这样子，圣经还有一些经文说到这些软弱是正常的。
Not only so, it seems that in the Bible, for people to become weak, is normal.
不能说是正常了，是说是一定会发生的。
Maybe I should not say normal, but it's possible, it's normally happening.
保罗他在哥林多在哥罗马书他在第7章他说呢，他说这个呢，就着我里面的意愿呢，他说我的立志也为善，由得我呢，行出来由不得我。
Paul in Romans said that my spirit is willing, but for me to carry it out is not there.
那么就在我里面的意思呢，我是愿意 是行善的。
According to my inner will, that I do want to do good.
那每次呢，我要想要行善的时候，心中有另外一个律把我掳去了，叫我服从的肢体中犯罪。
But every time I want to do good, there is another law in my member.
哎，保罗说。
Captivated me to do evil.
保罗说，真是苦啊。
And Paul says, wretched am I.
保罗在那里苦的时候，你说 yes, 是啊。
And while he is sighing, we could echo him saying yes.
那所以呢，在那个约翰一书呢，他第一章的时候，他就说了，他说我们若说自己是无罪的，便是自欺了。
In 1 John, the Apostle John says that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
那么我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us all our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
所以呢，我们呢，只要活在肉身当中，我们就有可能犯罪。什么时候犯罪，什么时候来到主的面前，保守
时间。 So, as long as we live in the flesh, it's very possible for us to sin. Then, whenever we sin, we come back to the Lord.
约翰一书第一章里面所说的，不单是指我们过去的罪。
Now, in 1 John, the sin includes not only the sins committed in the past,
包括今天所犯的罪，
but also sins committing today.
明天什么时候我犯罪跌倒了，圣灵光照了，立刻来到神的面前。
Or the sins of tomorrow, whenever I sin, I stumble, and the Holy Spirit enlightens me, so simply I come before God.
既然是这样子的话，我们会犯罪，我们会软弱，那么怎么完全呢？
So if this is the case, since we are weak and we do commit sins, then how can we be perfect?
那么圣经当中呢，确实说到有人完全的。
However, the Bible does say perfection.
我们刚刚说到那个挪亚在神面前他是个完全的。
We just mentioned that Noah was perfect in his generations.
约伯呢，他是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And Job was blameless, upright, shunned evil, feared God.
那么大卫他在那个诗篇十八篇他说呢，我在神面前他做了完全人，我也保守自己呢，远离我的罪。
And David says in Psalm 18, and before God he is perfect, a perfect man. He has kept himself blameless.
诗篇三十七篇他说呢，耶和华他知道完全人的日子，他们的产业要存到永远。
Psalm 37, the Lord knows the days of the perfect and his inheritance endures forever.
有些人呢，在神面前是完全的。
So some people are perfect before God.
他们的日子神都纪念。
And God remembers all their days.
他们的在神面前的产业要存到永远。
And they shall endure in the presence of God forever.
他在哥林多前书第二章的时候他也这么说。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
他说呢，在我在完全人当中呢，也讲智慧。
Says that as many as are perfect, among you, I also speak wisdom.
但是不是这世界上将有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧啊。
But not the wisdom of this world or the wisdom of the rulers of this age.
他所说的呢，是神在万世以前呢，在耶稣基督里面拣选了我们，叫我们得荣耀的。
What Paul is speaking of is that God has chosen us before the foundation of the world, before ages, that he has chosen us in Christ for us to gain glory.
那么这个是呢，神的智慧。
And this is God's wisdom.
他在哪些人当中传讲呢？
So where did Paul preach all this among brethren?
他在一批完全人当中传讲。
He shared this message among perfect brethren.
这些完全人还不仅仅只是他的一些同工呢，我想。
All these perfect brethren were not only his co-workers.
那么他在各个教会当中，他都会找到这些人。
But in every church he went, he could detect some perfect brethren.
在腓立比书的时候呢，他这么说。
In Philippians we read.
他说呢，我是忘记背后的，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
I forget the things that are behind, but press on toward the things that are ahead of me.
我要得着呢，神在耶稣基督里面召我来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
他说呢，我们中间凡是完全人，
So he says, as many as are perfect among us have this mind. So Paul found a group of perfect brethren in the Philippian church.
勉励他们啊,
so he exhorted them to forget things behind and simply pressing on toward the goal.
那么一面呢，我们在经历当中呢，我们觉得这个人，我们到今天经历完全这么样的困难，怎么能不可能？
So on the one hand, in our experiences, it seems so difficult to be perfect.
那么在另外一方面呢，在神的他的百姓当中，他有一批人，神称他们是完全。
On the other hand, there is a group of brethren before God, and God calls them perfect.
我们怎么样来领会这些经文呢？
So how could we comprehend all these verses?
那么有些人呢，就解说这个完全呢，其实呢，都是成熟的意思。
So some people would say that this perfect simply means mature.
慢慢长大了，成熟了，这是完全。
So as a Christian grows up gradually, he simply comes to become mature.
有人说呢，这个完全呢，就是一个相对的哈，不是像神那样绝对的完全。
Some people say this perfection is relative, it's not as absolutely perfect as God.
只要我们今天比昨天好。 在神眼中就是完全。
So as long as we are better today than yesterday, we're considered perfect in the sight of God.
那么在这个呢，在我们的经历当中呢，确实可以这样子来领会，帮助我们。
Yes, we could understand it from the perspective of our daily experiences.
但是呢，从这个角度来看呢，很多的经文我们都读过的，我们就不能够明白了。
If you review all these verses from this angle, then many of the verses you won't be able to understand.
主说呢，你们要完全，像谁呢？像父完全。
Because the Lord says, "Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect."
你不能说我们要成熟，像父成熟一样。
You can never say, "Be mature, as our heavenly Father is mature."
我们父从永远到永远都是完全。
From everlasting to everlasting, our Father is perfect. He does not need any growth in maturity.
我们也不能说我们要完全像父那样相对的完全。
And we cannot say be perfect as our God is perfect relatively.
在神那里永远都是绝对的完全。
Because in God there is only absolute perfection.
那么怎么样来领会这些事呢？
How can we grasp all these things?
我想呢，那个在约翰一书呢第三章有两节圣经可以帮助我们。
I believe in 1 John there are two passages that could be very helpful.
姐姐就是韩弟兄呢，在我们中间呢，传交通约翰一书啊。
Now, previously Brother Han has been sharing on 1 John.
那么在约翰一书第三章里面有两节圣经非常的重要。
There are two verses in chapter 3 in 1 John which are very important.
第三章第六节。
Verse 6, chapter 3.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。
Whoever abides in him does not sin.
凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him.
那第九节。
Verse 9.
凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Whoever has been born of God does not sin.
因为神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God.
这两节圣经呢，也造成很多的难处。
Now these two verses cause a lot of issues.
因为呢，在我们经历当中的时候呢，我们常常不是这样子。
Because in our experiences, they are not so.
我们呢说呢，我是不是神生的？ 我问你说你信主了，你是不是神所生的？
If I ask you, you believe in the Lord, have you been born of God?
当然我重生得救了。
You say, of course, I've been born again.
那么在这里面你有读主的话吗？
Now, have you been studying God's word?
是啊，我读主的话，常常读主的话，天天读主的话。
Yes, I have, often, daily.
但是你会不会犯罪呢？
But do you commit sins?
当然会犯罪了，所以前面才是说嘛，人若犯罪的话，要到神的面前去，那个这么求他的那个，这是保血洁净嘛。
Of course, I would commit sins. Didn't we just read that if we sin, we should come before God to confess our sins for His precious blood to cleanse all our sins.
所以有些翻译本呢，就把翻成了，它是呢是操练罪 ，practice sin 啊。
So some versions render these verses as, whoever has been born of a God does not practice sin.
那么有些翻译呢是翻成了是不继续的犯罪 ，continue to sin.
Or other versions would say, whoever has been born of God does not continue to sin.
我当然觉得，如果你能够 听懂中文也听懂英文的话呢，你会得很多，就很多姊妹都往翻都交通出来啊，非常好。那么确实呢，我们的在我们的经历当中的时候呢，我一个信主的人的话，是不会操练罪的，也不会继续犯罪。
A believer in our experiences will not practice sins, nor will he continue to sin.
我觉得呢，这两个的翻译呢，也非常非常的不好。
However, I personally do not like these kind of translations.
一个信主的人，他怎么去操练罪呢
？A believer, how can he possibly practice sin?
那么今天你偷了被抓到了，下次好好学。技术更好一点，偷得更巧妙一点，跟私下也是在到处到边偷到别人抓不到。
So see today, if you steal things and you're caught on the spot, then you say, "Oh, I would do it better next time, so people will not catch me."
如果你我们是这样说的话呢，我真的我要怀疑我们是不是得救的人。
If you think it this way, I wonder if you are you have been saved.
如果你犯你是真的有神的生命的人的话，你犯第一次罪，里头就在责备你的。
If you truly have the life of God, the very first time you commit sins, God rebukes you inside your heart.
哎呀，你里面呢会更惶惶不安呐、
啊。And you will have all the misgivings in your heart.
那么你下次真的是又被软弱神了，又要去犯罪的时候。
Now next time when you are weak, you're about to commit sins.
你会犯得更愚拙。不会犯得更聪明。
You could only commit sins even more foolishly. You would never commit sins more intelligently.
圣灵在里面定罪你啊。
Because the Holy Spirit is condemning you inside.
一个信主的人怎么可能继续在罪在当中呢
？How could a believer continue to live in sin?
因为犯了罪以后没有感觉，犯了再犯了。继续犯罪。
If you are not sensitive to your sins, committing one sin after another.
这不是一个是那个信主的有光景。
This is definitely not a believer's condition.
但这里呢，他说呢，凡从生的就不犯罪。
Here the verse says, "Whoever has been born of God does not sin."
神所赐给我们一个生命。
God has given us this life.
是一个不会犯罪的生命。
A life that does not sin.
神所赐给我们的那个，这是一个属天的生命。
God has granted us this heavenly life.
只要我们住在这个生命里头。
As long as we abide in this life.
住在这个属天的生命里面。
As long as we abide in this heavenly life.
借着这个属天的生命，我们住在主里面。
And through this heavenly life, we abide in the Lord.
我们就不会犯罪。
Then we do not sin.
而且我们不会，我们不能犯罪，我们也。Not able to sin, 那不能犯罪，我犯不了罪，你不知道怎么犯罪。
We cannot sin, nor are we able to sin. We simply do not know how.
那么这是 Young's literal translation. 他说那个是有些人犯罪是那个听见他说 I cannot sin, 他说不。那么他是有人犯罪是 I'm not able to sin. 我已经失去了犯罪的那个能力。
King James Version says, whoever is born of God cannot sin, and a Young's literal translation says.It's not capable of sinning.
只要我们活在这个生命里头。
So as long as we live in this life.
借着这个生命住在基督里头。
And through this life we abide in Christ.
罪远离我们。
And the sin will be far away from us.
罪侵犯不到我们。
The sin can never encroach upon us.
我们呢不会犯罪，我不知道怎么犯罪。
We do not sin.Nor do we know how to sin.
我想呢，这是呢，对于基督徒的完全的一个最重要、非常重要的那个观念。
This is such an essential notion for Christians regarding perfection.
神在耶稣基督里面，他拣选了我们，是为了什么呢
God has chosen us in Christ Jesus for what purpose?
那是要我们在他的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that we become holy without blame in His presence.
那么在他面前代表什么意思？
What does in His presence mean?
这个完全是在他的面前。
This perfection is before His sight.
说到呢，这个完全是绝对的。
When we speak of
没有妥协的。
This perfection is absolute without any compromise.
在他面前说到呢，这个完全是他自必须他自己做的，只有他能做的。
So it tells us that this perfection has to be made by God and Him alone in His sight.
在他面前说到呢，他必定要做，而且他已经做了。
In His sight also says that He will do it, and He has already accomplished it.
神呢，他在创世以前，在世界面开始之前呢，他就拣选了预定了我们，要成为完全。
Before the world begins, before the time begins, that God has predestined that we will be perfect.
在神里头，神不活在时间里面。
Because our God does not live in time.
当神这么定规的时候。
When God has planned it this way.
这件事情已经成就了。
This thing is done.
在神面前永远是现在。
So before God, it's always present.
我们现在在神的面前，在神的眼中就是完全的。
So right now, before God, in His presence, in His sight, we are perfect.
哎，我们呢，这个，我们是活在时间里面。
We, however, live in time.
那么我们呢，常常就经历软弱。
So often we experience weaknesses.
但是呢，这个不仅仅只是我们一个地位。
However, this does not speak of our position only.
那只要我们今天活在这个神所赐给我们的生命里面。
As long as today we live in this life which God has given us.
借着这生命住在基督里头。
And through this life we abide in Christ.
我们就能够经历支取神在耶稣基督里面做成的事情。
Then we'll be able to experience and appropriate the things that God has accomplished in Christ.
当我们活在这个新的生命里面的时候。
So when we live in this new life.
神他所在创世里先 所预定所已经定规的事情。
Everything God has predestined before the foundation of the world.
那么在今天呢，我们在生活当中，在时间里面，我们就可以来经历了。
Today we can experience it in time and in our experiences.
不仅仅只是一些知识，这不仅仅只是一些地位上的问题。
This is not simply knowledge or some issues about our positions.
我个人呢，对于这个地位呢，是有点点保留。
I personally are somehow reserved regarding our position.
Word or position. 因为我们常常说呢，我们今天的很多事情在地位上，是一个圣洁的。那么在实际上呢，可能不是。
Because we often hear that position wise we are perfect, but in our real experiences we are not.
在地位上呢，我们是得救的，但是今天呢，可能还不完全。
Now position wise we are saved, we are simply not perfect yet.
神在耶稣基督里面他所赐给我们的地位。
But the very position God gave us in Christ Jesus.
不是一个虚有的头衔。
It's not something that's insubstantial a title only.
不像呢今天的英国女皇或者是日本的天皇。
It's not like the queen in England or the emperor in Japan.
那么他们有那个地位。
They do have the position status.
但是呢他们没有那个权力。
But they do not have the real power.
他们不能够那个管理政府，他们不能指挥军队。
They cannot rule over the government nor the military armies.
那么他们也没有需要那个进一个做首领的一个义务。
They do not have to fulfill their duties as leaders of the country.
我们确实得到地位，但是我们得的不是这种地位。
We have received this position in God, but it's not like their position.
我们所得的地位是有实际的，是。有实际的权利，有实际的义务的。
This position is substantial with real responsibilities and powers.
一面呢，我们在神在耶稣基督里面做已经做成。
On the one hand, everything is accomplished in Christ Jesus.
一面呢，我们今天就可以支取这地位所带给我们一切的福气。
On the other hand, today we can appropriate all the blessings from these positions.
今天呢，我们也要尽这个在这个地位上所应该做的事情。
So today we have to perform the duties that standing on this position.
基督徒的完全呢，确实不太容易明白。
Christian's perfection is indeed hard to understand.
我们也常常造成了许多的我们里面的困扰。
And it often puzzles us within.
因为我们常常从我们的经历当中来看神做的事情。
And that's because we often view God's works from our experiences.
我想呢，为了帮助我们呢，我们可以从另外一个角度啊。一个得救这件事情呢，我们来看这件事。
In order to help us to understand this, I would like to consider this subject from another angle. This matter of being saved.
如果今天呢，那个问那个 Jeff 说，这 Jeff 你得救了没有
？So if today I ask Jeff, have you been saved?
就说当然得救了。
Jeff said, of course I'm saved.
那个我们所有信主的人。都有那个得救的确据。
All the believers in the Lord have this kind of assurance.
可是呢，在圣经里面呢，它有很多的经节呢，说到了我们今天还要得救。
But in the Bible, there are so many verses that they tell us that we are being saved today.
那么，保罗他在哥林多后书呢，他说呢，他说我那个他曾救我们过去呢，他曾救我们脱离了极大的死亡。
In 2 Corinthians, that Paul said that in the past he delivered us from such great death.
那么现在他仍要救我们。
And he does deliver us now.
我们呢，指望他将来还要救我们。
And we have set our hope upon him that he will still deliver us.
我们信主的那一天，神就把我们救我们脱离了极大的死亡。
On the very day that we believe in the Lord, God has saved us, delivered us from this great death.
我们不会再下火湖了。
We will never go down to the lake of fire anymore.
但是呢，我在今天
，But today，
我还需要他再救我。
We still need him to deliver us.
并且我指望他将来还要救我。
And I have set my hope upon him that he will still deliver us.
彼得呢？他在彼得前书的时候啊，他第二章他怎么说？
And Peter in chapter 1 Peter chapter 2 says,
他说呢，我们既然得救了，脱去了一切的污秽啊，所以呢，叫爱慕纯净的灵奶呢，像才生的婴孩奶爱慕奶一样。
Since we have been saved, we have been delivered from all the malice, filthiness. Let us long for the spirit, the pure milk of the word.
叫我们因此渐长呢，以致得救。
So that we could grow in respect to salvation.
还有很多的经文啊，都说到我们今天呢，已经是个得救的人，但是呢，我们还需要在经历神的拯救。
Now there are so many other verses that tell us, even though we are saved already, but still today we need to experience His salvation.
那这个得救呢，可能有不同的解释啊。
So people might have different explanation to this salvation.
那么我们可以把解释成将来得救是魂的得救。
We could explain it this way. The salvation in the future is the salvation of our soul.
我们呢信主那一天我们灵得救了，我们呢今天呢经历魂的得救，有一天呢我们就经历身体的得死。
Now on the day we believe in the Lord, our spirit is saved, and now we're experiencing the salvation of the soul, and one day our body will be redeemed.
我想这个是一个很好的一个领会。
This is a very good comprehension on this subject.
但是有些经文呢是让我们也困惑的。
But then still, there are many verses that puzzle us.
那么在哥林多后书第七章第一节呢，他那里说啊。
Second Corinthians 7:1 says.
他说我们既然有这种指望呢，就应该洁净自己，洁净让我们的那个脱去身体跟灵里面一切的污秽，叫我们得因为因此得救了。
Having these promises, let us cleanse all the filthiness from our spirit soul, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
他呢说到我们信主的人，我们这个身体今天要洁净，因为我们的身体里面很多的恶欲，很多的私欲。
There he says that believers, you need to cleanse your body because there are so many lustful desires within.
不是呢，当然到那一天我们身体得赎的时候，我们身体完全的得救。
On that day when our body is redeemed, we'll be completely saved.
我们今天的灵呢里头也会污秽的。
But even today in our spirit, there is filthiness.
我们像那个主对他两个门徒说，我们的灵不对。
Just as the Lord says to his two disciples, your spirit is not right.
所以我们呢, 得救呢, 几乎是我们这信主的一生的日子, 天天要经历的。
So therefore, this salvation is being experienced daily
我们呢,
in our lives.
天天要保持我们在神面前一个对的灵。
Every day we have to keep this right spirit before God.
天天呢,
daily we experience the renewing of the salvation of our soul.
天天呢, 那个不受肉体的瑕疵。
So daily we fight with our flesh so that we'll be bound by it.
我天天经历神的拯救。
Therefore daily we experience God's salvation.
那么我再问你了。
Then I would like to pose this question to you.
那么既然这样子，你得救了没有？
If that's the case, are you saved?
我们说我得救了。
We would say, yes, we are saved.
你还很多地方没得救啊。
But there are so many areas in your life that are not being delivered yet.
但是呢，我们为什么会这么对着我们得救这么样的把握呢？
Then why do we have such assurance regarding our salvation?
其实呢，基督徒得救的这个确据呢，不是在教会当中一直有的。
Actually, this assurance of Christian salvation is not there in the church all the time.
2000年基督教的历史当中，几乎有1000年以上的时间呢，是人没有这样得救的确据。
Among 2000 years of Christian history, it's about a thousand years that Christians do not have this assurance.
改教的起来的一个最大的改革呢，就是呢，我们是因信称义的，我们有得救的确据。The
greatest reformation of the reformers is that we are justified by faith.
我们信的主了。After
we believe in the Lord.
我们有得救的确据。And
now we have this assurance of salvation.
不是说我这个人将来不需要经历神继续的拯救。
This does not mean, for me, I no longer need God's continual deliverance.
那么在信主那一天，借着主耶稣基督他所做实际上所做的，我就是一个已经是个得救的人了。
On the day I believe, I am a saved person through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
这个看见呢，在那个时代的时候是一个大的亮光啊。
This understanding is such a great light in those days. And this insight has delivered so many of God's children from bondage.
我们呢不再呢那个受这个那个错误的思想的捆绑。
We're no longer bound by all these erroneous thinking thoughts.
我们呢里面呢都有那个得救的那个喜乐，都有那个自由。
So within us, we all have this. Salvation of freedom, this joy.
我们呢，确实天天要经历神的拯救。
Yes, daily we need to experience His deliverance.
但是呢，我是一个已经得救的人来经历神他所做的事情。
But it is that I, being a person saved by God already, am experiencing His deliverance daily.
这个要把我们从多大的捆绑里头要释放出来。
So. Oh, how great this would set us free from all the bondage.
神在耶稣基督里面不但的救了我们,
God in Christ Jesus not only has saved us,
我们在他的面前已经是圣洁,完全没有瑕疵,
but also in His presence, we are already holy and blameless.
没错,我今天会经历软弱。
Indeed, today I will still experience weaknesses.
我会说呢,真是苦啊,神能救我脱离这取死的身体。
I could still say, wretched am I, who will deliver me from this body of death.
我会犯罪,我一犯罪,我要到他身边前求他的赦免。
And I do sin. Whenever I sin, I come before Him to ask for forgiveness.
但是呢,我在他眼中呢,
However, in His sight, I am perfect, without any blame. Not only so, today we will live in Christ Jesus. In this new life, we experience His presence.
不是说我们在那时候就永远完全了，是在那个时候，我们经历神在耶稣基督里已经做成的事情。
Not to say that at that moment I'm perfect, but simply saying that We are experiencing what the Lord has already accomplished. If daily we learn to live in this new life, and through this life we live in Christ, then we'll come to taste the things that God has accomplished in Christ.
神他在基督里面所赐给我那个完全的生命是这么样的美啊。
Then we will say, oh, how excellent is this perfect life that God has given me in Christ Jesus.
我们里面呢是经历何等样的得胜啊。
And within us, what kind of victory that we are experiencing.
很多人呢会觉得，那么。
Some people might feel that if you are so sure of your salvation,
那么呢，以后生活大就随便了，反正得救了嘛。
It could be possibly that you just live a very careless life since you are saved already.
那个时代人没有得救的确据，今天在神的儿女当中，也有很多人没有这样得救的确据，也是那个没有这样的教导。
And it's not just in back in those days, people did not have the assurance of being saved. But even today, among God's children, many of them are not receiving this kind of teaching.
他们今天还在说，你怎么这么骄傲？你怎么这样把握？你怎么知道你是得救的呢？
Even today they would say, how could you be so proud? How could you be so assured that you are saved?
那么你不到见主那一天的话，你不知道你是不是个得救的人。
You will never know if you're saved until you see the Lord that day.
更重要的是，因为你没有确切的把握的时候，你今天战惊恐惧，做成你得救的功夫，对不对？
More importantly, since you do not have your assurance of salvation, then you have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
今天如果我们说我们是这个完全的人,
Today, if we could claim we are a perfect people,
但他眼中已经是圣洁没有瑕疵的,
in the sight of God, we are already holy and blameless,
我们就随便了嘛。
Would we become very cavalier?
反正已经完全了,
since we are perfect already, we just thought, you know, live our life dilly-dally according to our own ways.
如果有一天呢，人邀请你去参加一个宴会啊,
Now, suppose one day someone invites you to attend a feast.
那么太太呢，穿上的那个新的那个晚礼服。
And some kind of party, and you will put on a new evening gown.
那么有那个男士呢，穿上一个新的、洗得干干净净的那个西装啊，那个衬衫。
And the gentleman would put on a nicely cleaned tuxedo and a nice shirt.
我们的盛装赴会啊。
And we put on formal attire to go to the party.
那么在吃饭的时候。
Well, while you're eating,
那么你会随便吃吗?
Would you eat so carelessly?
你得很小心吃,
you have to be very careful.
生怕那个汤啊，那个撒上来溅到你衣服上。
So that the soup, the food would not smear your clothes.
哎呀，这是新的，这是贵的衣服啊，不能够随便弄脏的。
Because this is a new outfit and very expensive. It cannot become dirty, so willingly done.
那么第二天呢,
the next day,
那么带着孩子呢, 到 park 去玩呢,
you take your children to go to park.
玩沙啊，玩土啊, 什么都玩,
Yeah, you play in a sandbox, play with the dirt, whatever.
玩完以后呢, 就去麦当劳,
and after that, you would just take your kids to McDonald's.
那么手是一定要洗的啦,
of course, you wash your hands.
洗完手之后呢，就开始吃东西。
But after that, you start eating your food.
哎，那个不小心呢，那个番茄酱啊，撒到你衣服上。
And accidentally, the ketchup is spilled on your clothes.
你说没关系啦，这擦一擦了，这衣服要洗了。
And you would say, well, that's okay, I'll just wipe it off. It's going to be cleaned anyway.
反正已经脏了嘛。
Well, it's dirty already anyway.
当我们知道我们在神面前已经是完全没有瑕疵的时候，
Knowing that you're already perfect blameless in the presence of God,
我们已经穿上那个完全公义的义袍的时候，
Knowing that you have already put on the complete righteous robe.
我们怎么敢把这个衣服弄脏呢？
How do you dare to make your clothes dirty?
我怎么舍得把这衣服弄脏呢？
How will you be willing to do so, to smear your clothes?
认识神在耶稣基督里面做成的事情。
So, knowing the task God has accomplished in Christ Jesus.
今天我们在新的生命里面，在基督里面支取神所做的事。
And today, in the new life, we simply appropriate all the accomplished works God has done.
只会叫我们这行为呢更加的检点。
Shouldn't this make us more circumspect?
更不敢玷污自己。
Daring not to defile ourselves.
当我们来与神同行的时候。
So when we come to walk with God.
我们神是什么样的一位神呢？
What kind of God is he?
他是一个圣洁的神。
He is holy.
神说呢，若非圣洁呢，没有人能够见主的。
Because he says, without holiness, no one can see God.
如果我们不圣洁的话
，If we're not holy,
不要说跟他同行了
，Not to say to walk with him.
你来见他的面都不见，见不到了。
Even to come to see him, it's not possible.
如果我们要是与神同行的话
，For us to walk with God,
我们身上却带了许多的罪，这个污秽。在那个继续在罪中的话 你敢见神吗
If we continue to have all the defilement in us, in all the filthiness, do you dare to come to see God?
什么样的人可以跟神同行呢
Now, who can walk with God?
是一个完全的人可以跟神同行
Only a perfect person.
什么样的完全的人呢
Now, who is this perfect man?
是活在那个新的神所赐的新的生命里面的人。
He's the one who lives in this new life God has given him.
这个生命是不会犯罪，也不能犯罪的。
Because this new life does not sin, nor is capable of sin.
什么样的这个什么样完全的人呢？
So what is a perfect man?
是住在基督里头的人。
He's the one who abides in Christ.
当我们住在基督里头的时候
，When we abide in Christ,
在神的眼中就是个完全的人。
In the sight of God, we are perfect.
我们就能够起来与他同行。
We are able to rise up and to walk with him.
神的圣洁，神的公义，在我们再不再可怕了。
So God's holiness, God's righteousness are no longer dreadful to us.
多少时候我们不敢与神同行
？So many times we dare not to walk with him.
因为我们就像那以色列人一样的，在西乃山下的时候说。真的，你不跟摩西说，你去跟神说话好了，不要跟我们说话。
We were just like Israelites in the wilderness of Sinai, and we told God that God, you just speak to Moses, not to us.
免得死亡临到我们了。
Lest death comes upon us.
一个罪人呢，那个什么在污秽的人来到神的面前的时候呢，他的结局是死亡啊。
A sinner in his filthiness comes before the Lord. The end is simply death.
哎，我们因为我们里面有那个确据。
Now within us we have this assurance.
因为我们没有这样的看见。
Because we have this kind of seeing.
总觉得呢不配跟神同行。
Often we feel we are not worthy to walk with Him.
与神同行的只是少数的人。
We feel that to walk with God only belongs to the very few.
像挪亚呀
，like Noah，
像约伯啊
，like Job。
哎呀，说要我真正同行不可能的。
But for me, it's not possible.
真是让我们开我们的眼睛啊
！Oh, may the Lord, open our eyes.
那神在创世里在创世以前。
Because before the foundation of the world,
神就在已经在耶稣基督里面拣选了你，拣选了我。
God has elected you and me.
在我们在他面前
，in Christ Jesus，
在他的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that we are holy without blame in His presence.
这个神他已经装备了我们。
Because He has already equipped us.
在今天就能够支取这个圣洁的生命。
That today we can draw upon this holy life.
就能够活在神那个完全的光中了。
Today we can live in this perfect light of God.
唯有这样子，我们才能够与神同行。
It is only in such a way could we possibly walk with God.
当我们神开我们把我们眼睛开的时候
，When God opened our eyes.
啊，你这就发觉了，看见了。与神同行不是一个可怕的事。
We will see that to walk with God is not such a scary thing.
应该是一个多么喜乐的事。
Instead, it's such a joyful thing.
我们配得跟他同行。
We are actually worthy to walk with Him.
因为我们里面的生命，我们里面的主带领我们走到他的面前。
Because the Lord in our inner life is leading us to walk in His way.
我本来想今天讲交通这三个福气的、
Originally, I would like to share three blessings.
但是呢，是很显然的，那么主里面的感觉啊，就停在这里哈、
Apparently, the burden the feeling God gave me tells me to stop at this point.
神在主里头，他拣选我们。
God in the Lord chose us.
他预定我们。
He predestined us.
那么预定我们呢，也是另外一个大的题目啊。那么常常被人所误会的。
Now this predestination is another grand theme, often being misunderstood by people.
神预定我们，不是仅仅叫我们得救。
God predestined us not to have us saved merely.
他预定我们是要得荣耀。
But he predestined us to gain glory.
预定我们要被磨成他神儿子的样子。
He predestined us to be conformed to the image of his son.
他预定我们呢要得儿子的名分。
And he predestined us to the adoption as sons.
在他儿子里头。
In his son.
他预定我们要得那丰盛的基业。
He has predestined us to gain a rich inheritance.
我这个可能只有下次交通了。
All this I can only share with you until next time.
但是呢，真是如果神开我们里面眼睛的话。
But if God truly opens, enlightens our inner eyes.
他已经让我们看见神在耶稣基督里面已经赐给一切属灵的福气的时候。
He lets us see that in Christ Jesus, He has already given us every spiritual blessing in His Son.
里面呢，我们呢那个祷告的时候呢，那发出那个赞美啊，是非常的自然的。
Then, the praises from within should be very natural.
我们实在是常常需要来思想神在耶稣基督里面所做的事。
So often we need to consider the things that God has accomplished in Christ Jesus.
叫呢，我们能够常常记得颂赞为祭，是献给神，把赞美荣耀归给他。
So that often we will offer to Him the sacrifice of praises to His glory. And
我们有点祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank and praise you.
因为你在耶稣基督里头曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Because in Christ Jesus you have given us every spiritual blessing.
拣选了我们。
You have chosen us.
叫我们在他面前成为，在你的面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
So that we are holy blameless in your presence.
我赐给我们这样的信心。
Father, grant us this faith.
脱去我们个人的里面的经历。
Deliver us from all our personal experiences.
多少时候我们经历的自己是软弱。
So many times we experience our weaknesses.
是败坏。
We are corrupt.
是远离你自己。
We are so far away from you.
父，再次赐给我们信心啊。
Father, once again, grant us this faith.
相信你在耶稣基督里面所做的事。
Believing in the work you have accomplished in Christ Jesus.
支取你在耶稣基督里面所成就的事情。
And draw upon the things you have accomplished in Christ Jesus.
我们能够经历你在耶稣基督里面所要赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So that we could actually experience the every spiritual blessing you have given us in Christ Jesus.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.